Good morning, everybody. Welcome to worship this morning. It's lovely to see so many people here. I was stood outside there and there was a real buzz about the place, which it used to be. So let's hope that this continues. There are no notices, but it just gives me pleasure to welcome Peter, who's going to lead our worship this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, David, for your welcome. Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you all here this morning for our Harvest Festival service, and especially to welcome back all the children and young people this morning. Have you got a wave this morning? We welcome back the children into your church. This is your space as well. This is your church, and we hope that you'll relax and enjoy our all-age service for Harvest today. It's a bit of a gloomy morning, isn't it, today? But we've got these wonderful flowers that we see here and in the windowsills as well to brighten our day. And we give thanks for those who have prepared them for us. Later on in our service, we'll be bringing forward our harvest gifts and also having our book presentations. So a lot to look forward to in our time together. And some great songs as well. Joe's going to come and teach us or remind us of the actions for our first song, Our God is a Great Big God. Because it's been a while since we've sung in church. So, Joe, come and remind us.
I think you guys have a better memory than me, so I'm sure you will remember the actions. So, but for those who don't know this song, our God is a great big God. And see how far you can stretch, yeah? And our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. He's higher than a skyscraper, so he can reach as tall as you can. Sorry, I'm moving away from the mic. It's not very helpful, is it? And then he's deeper than a submarine, so can you hold your nose and pretend that you're going to go deep down into the sea? He's wider than the universe and beyond my wildest dreams. He knows me, and he loves me. What's the next line? Before the world began. Thank you, Claire. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Okay, but if you don't want to do the actions, there are instruments and you can clap as well if you don't want to do the actions, but we're just going to have fun worshipping God, but without singing. But we can do that, can't we? So there's flags here as well. You can come and get a flag, and then you can keep it by your seat for the rest of the service and use it whenever you wish. Okay, so we're going to stand and we're going to worship. So let's go.
Hey, please take your seats. That's wonderful. We can make noise. We might not be allowed to sing, but we can still make noise and praise the Lord this morning. He is our creator. How wonderful that you can say, God made me. You can say that about yourself. God made me and God loves me. And God made this world in which we live. And all those wonderful gifts that we enjoy. So let's see what we've got next. We have got a very small video, a short video, to remind us what harvest is all about and what this season of autumn is all about. And this is from CBBC. That's harvest and autumn. And Katie and Hannah are now going to come and lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving to God. And there is a little response that you'll see on the screen. After they say each line, we join in by saying, thank you, God.
For the sunshine and the rain, thank you, God. For the fruit of the earth, thank you, God. For growers, farmers, and harvest, thank you, God. For those who transport our food, thank you, God.
For those who sell our food,
thank you, God.
For those who prepare our food,
thank you, God.
For good food and clean water,
thank you, God.
For our plenty,
thank you, God.
For all we could share,
thank you, God. Amen.
Thank you, Hannah and Katie, for leading us in that prayer that reminds us of all the different people in like a big long chain that help grow our food and get it to our tables. We thank God for them and we remember them today. Well, we live in times today when, to keep everybody safe, there are certain things that we're not allowed to share that we would normally share, that we would have been sharing this time last year. Things that we can't share with others, like space, for example. I can't come and sit next to you at the moment, and you're probably very happy about that. So we're going to think for a moment, what else are we not allowed to share at the moment? Just where you are on your rows, just have a chat together and think about all those things or objects, either at home or at school or out and about, that you're not allowed to share anymore. Okay, see what we can come up with. I'll just give you a minute or so. We'll come back together, and one thing we can't share is the handheld microphone this morning. We can't pass that round, so that's the first thing. So that means that when we feed back, you'll have to really speak up nice and loud so we can all hear your answers, okay? So put your hand up if you'd like to give an answer of something that you talked about that you can't share at the moment. Elizabeth?
You said hugs.
Hugs. Did anybody else think of that? Hugs, yeah. Some people we can't share hugs with maybe at the moment that we'd like to, that we miss doing that. Yeah, hugs. Anybody else like to put their hand up, share something? Yeah, Claire? Stationery, things like pens. And what about books? Okay. Okay. All about stop spreading germs. Yeah, Samuel? Can't share a high five. What about an air five? Can you do me an air five from there? We did it. That's right, yeah. High fives, handshakes, something else we can't share. Yeah. Kathy? Did you hear that, David? David's wonderful harvest lunch. Yeah, David and Mick would normally be beavering away with a team, wouldn't they? We miss it this year, so let's hope next year. Anything else that anybody's thought of that we can't share at the moment? Yeah, Maritana? Singing. Yeah, we can't share singing. That is something shared, isn't it? How we miss that today. How we miss that. Let's have a think then about what we can share. That's the bad news, isn't it? But we know why we have to do it. But what about things that we can still share today? Have a think about that. As wide as you can imagine that question. What are we still able to share today? Put your hand up if you'd like to say something we can share with other people still. Yeah, Ivy? Birthday cards. Yeah, birthday cards. And birthday cake, maybe, and presents. Yeah. And I've noticed some little cakes on this table, which I'm very excited about. Maybe we can be sharing those later. Good answer, Ivy. Well done. Anything? And what else can we share still? Yes. Share a joke. Have we got any jokes? I've got one for you. There was a lorry that overturned on the road the other day and it was carrying snooker equipment. Nobody was injured, but there were queues everywhere. Oh, thank you. Yeah, good jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes. Okay, that's a good answer. Yeah, jokes, humour, laughter, we can still share that. Anything else? A wave? Yeah, we can share waves. News, yeah, sharing news with each other. Brilliant. Yeah, lots of things. We can also share kind words, can't we? And helpful actions, we can still do that. And the good news, the love of Jesus. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? Nothing, no virus or anything can stop the spread of the love of Jesus that's right here with us today. And we're going to hear a very short Bible reading that tells us how the first Christians lived and shared. And Luke's going to come forward and read this to us from Acts chapter 2, verse 43 to 47.
The apostles were doing many miracles and signs, and everyone felt great respect for God. They, all the believers stayed together. They shared everything. They sold their land and the things they owned. Then they divided the money and gave it to those people who needed it. The believers met together in the temple every day. They all had the same purpose. They broke bread in their homes, happy to share their food with joyful hearts. Then praised God and all the people liked them. More and more people were being saved every day. The Lord was adding those people to the group of believers.
Thank you very much, Luke. Well read. And now we're going to watch a 2-minute video which tells us more about the first Christians that Luke read there and answers the question, what is the church? We see how generous the church was, the first Christians, how generous, how many sacrifices they made. And they were following the way of Jesus. And we do as well. We follow in the footsteps of the first church. And although there are some things we can't share, there are far more things today that we can share. And we especially do that today at our Harvest Festival when we bring into God's house our gifts and ourselves in dedication. We've got some things on the table here already. And during our next song, our steward is going to guide you in turn, not everybody at once, but starting with this side and then the centre aisle and then the side up near the organ, will guide you to bring forward your Harvest Festival gift and give it to myself and one of the other stewards here, and we'll put it on the table. And others might have brought a gift of money that will have gone in the little offering plate, and that will be brought forward as well in a moment. So we'll do this as we listen to this song and join in our praise. And if you want to play your instruments or wave your flags, and it has the words, we are the church. We are the church. And that's what we celebrate today. So let's stand. We can't sing, but we can worship. And the steward will guide you in turn, just keeping your social distance. And we'll receive the gifts and put them on the table. And then you can return to your seats. And maybe if you come down this side, you can return up that aisle. And likewise, for the other side as well, if you come down that aisle, you go back up the other one. That will have a little bit of a help. Okay, so let's continue in worship. Wonderful to praise the Lord. Thank you very much to each one of you for all that you have brought today. And we're going to be led in a prayer of thanksgiving now by Chloe Ann, who's going to come forward and read to us.
Creator God, on our Harvest Festival day, we bring to you our lives and our harvest gifts. Bless the work of Reach and the Food Bank, and bless all the lives they reach and serve. Amen.
Who's going to come forward and just say a word on behalf of Reach?
Thank you so much for all your donations. And you can know that they go out to people who are in desperate need at the moment. So many, many people struggling, as we're hearing in the news. And we know that it's going to increase
as these weeks and months go on, especially at the end of this month when furlough ends for a lot of people and their job is probably not secure. So those are the people that we're meeting weekly, and it's great because our resource centre opens for the first time every day of the week starting tomorrow. So, every weekday. Up until now, we've just been able to be there twice a week, but we've realised that we've got more people that we need to see, so that's really great. And hopefully we can have a time when there is nobody hungry. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? That we can share our food and that there would be nobody hungry. But we know that that is not reality at the moment. So thank you for all the wonderful items here and the money as well. And we can share our gifts. We can share from everything that we've been blessed with. So thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jo. And the giving continues. We've got our books and gifts that we are going to give out that we would normally do on our Sunday Club anniversary. So Claire's coming up.
Well, it's all a bit different, isn't it, this year? And we usually have done this in September, after our summer, but we've had a summer of Zoom online, and it's so good to be here in person. And I know there's some of us who still aren't here today, but we'll make sure their books get to them as well. And we've got to say a special happy birthday, I believe, today, haven't we, Victoria? Is that right? Is it today? Yeah, and so Victoria is 6 today, so big happy birthday to Victoria. And I'll embarrass Joshua as well, because it was his birthday yesterday. A little bit older than that. We're almost at the age where we won't say that. Is that 12? Goodness, double Victoria's age. So we'll call your names, and you can come and collect your books, and I hope you enjoy them and get something from them. Made cake that Angela's made us with candles, and you all come and gather around really close together and blow them out, and obviously we're not doing that. So we've got shop bought cake, and there's some sweets if you can't have cake for whatever reason, allergies and things. So when the service is finished and you are leaving, the sanitizer's here, the cakes are here, please mind your space, pick one cake, there's enough for the grown-ups too, and eat it when you've gone, and hopefully enjoy it too. So there's, I'm pretty sure there's enough for everybody.
Thank you so much, Claire, for organising the books today. And let's give all of our children and young people a big round of applause. And we really pray that you will be blessed in Sunday Club and the grid in this year. We're going to just think for a moment about those who are in need, those who need our prayers today, and we're going to remember them by saying together the words of the Lord's Prayer. So let's close our eyes and say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. After our service has finished, when you're ready, and you don't have to leave straight away, but when you're ready, we'll be going out of this door and then out into the rain, I'm afraid. But we do try to keep the corridor clear, so unless you're actually sort of going to use the toilet or going out, let's just sort of stay in the church until we're ready to go. It's been wonderful to share with you. this morning in our harvest. Next Sunday, Sarah will be taking our morning services, and there will be Sunday Club again back in the hall. So remember to book your seats. Wonderful to see you. And we're going to close our morning service, and it's that well-known song, "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands." And maybe, Joe, you can just remind us of the words and the actions that go to this. We can't sing, but we can do the actions.
The verses are maybe different. Do you remember the ones we used to sing? He's got the kids and the grown-ups, okay? So the kids and the grown-ups, the plants and the creatures. Is that one of them? Yeah. So plants that grow and creatures. Maybe you could be a bird or a giraffe, whatever you want to be. And then he's got everybody here. So let's see if we can point to people in our church, okay? Or you can play your instruments, or you can clap. You can try and do all of those things at once. That'd be really interesting. But shall we stand and let's worship together?
In his hands, he's got the whole world. 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 In his hands, he's got the plants and the creatures. In his hands, he's got the plants and the creatures. In his hands, he's got the plants and the creatures. In his hands, he's got the whole world. 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 In his hands, he's got the kids and the grown-ups. In his hands, he's got the kids and the grown-ups. In his hands, he's got the kids and the grown-ups. In his hands, he's got the whole world. 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 In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got the whole world. 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 In his hands.
Please take your seats, and we're just going to have our final blessing now. If you want to come forward. Oh, yeah, and dedication of the gifts. Thank you, Maritala.
Let there be a harvest of food in our world.
Let there be a harvest of happiness in our town.
Let there be a harvest of love in our hearts.
Amen.
Father and Jediah, and we dedicate these gifts to the Lord, and we just pray that the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will be upon you and remain with you today and in all that you do this week to share the love and the good news of Jesus. Amen.